Hey, can we talk for a little bit? I'm trying to think of how I should start. Okay, look, I know you're going through a very, very hard time. I know about your depression and everything. I just wanted to talk with you and make sure that you aren't thinking about doing anything you'll regret. Because I know you probably have those thoughts in your head most of the time. It's like you want to cut your life and just stop all the pain. You wanted to feel numb, take all those emotions off of you. But through it all, you just wanted to feel okay again, right? I know how hard it can get. At several points in my life, I had those thoughts too. I've been through depression myself because of my bulimia and whatnot. How I just don't want to see myself in front of the mirror. I badly, badly wanted to cut my stomach off. I don't want to be me anymore. I just wish I'm someone else or living someone else's life. Every day, many, many times a day, I'll go to the toilet, tell myself, please, you have to do it. Vomit that food. You're fat. People will never like you. Remember those stares. Remember their eyes, how they looked at you with disgust and mockery. Do you want those stares again? Then vomit that food. No matter how small it is, be it your first and only meal, vomit it. It will be better this way. People will like you more. You will not be mistreated again. Keep doing it. Please, just vomit that food. Keep doing it until I said stop. Until you feel the acids in your stomach reaches your throat. Until there's nothing left in your stomach. Good. That's good. You did a good job. You deserve a pat in the back. That's me. Every single day. You know what? Through it all, you'll just have to say, life is a bitch. It's true. Sometimes that bitch decides to be nice and promise you a wonderful future. Everything goes well, prim and proper. And then, just like this, it decides to mess up everything, make you cry until you beg for it to leave you alone. It will give you hardships, struggles, challenges until you want that life, this life, to be taken away because it wasn't as ideal as it was supposed to be. Because you don't think that you want this life anymore. I was so, so close to giving up. Once, twice, countless of times. But all those experiences with depression and my mental health illness made me realize something. You cannot let life's hardships control you. It's your life, it belongs to you, and only you have the say in it. What I'm trying to say is that you cannot let life defeat you, and only you, yes, you have the power to change your life. I'm here? Yes, but I'm here to support you. Everything else is up to you. Only you can solve your problems. And you may think that no therapist can help you. Well, I think that's a valid assumption, yeah. Because they cannot relate to what you're going through. I get it. I feel the same. How can these people who studied about psychology or whatnot for years understand what we feel? Theory is different than reality. They know the theory, but I don't think mental health struggles can be boxed from those concepts and theories. Yes, they cannot relate from you. They cannot relate from us, but they can at least understand what you and I feel. In parts, though. That is a step that not everyone can take. Letting others support you. Be it someone from the medical field, your family, or your friends. But really, it's you who just don't give them any chance. You have to take that step. You know, the mind can be either great or dangerous for you. Think about it. How many times a day do you doubt yourself? I know, very hypocritical of me, right? Especially since I doubt myself every single day, hundreds or thousands of times. And how does it make you feel? How does it make us feel? Those self-doubts. Yeah. You notice that I used to us. Because we shouldn't be alone. We are not alone. You are not alone. If we are feeding our minds with only bad opinions about ourselves all the time, how are we ever going to feel good? Not just to feel good. How will we ever be okay? Believe me, our minds have the power to turn our lives into heaven or hell. You just need to pick which one you would prefer. You should try to think positively about yourself for once and see how it would make you feel. I'm so sorry if this turned into a whole therapy session right now, but I just can't look at you going through all of this. You are so important for me. It hurts me so, so much. What do you mean by why do I care? We're friends. Did you forget? And even though we're more or less friends, I still care because you are important. Not just to me, but for everyone surrounding you. What you're feeling, what you're going through, is valid. Do not discount your feelings. My words won't probably mean that much. But I want you to know that I'm here to stay, regardless of what will happen. Don't ever say that again. I'll get mad if you will say that I shouldn't care about you. Because I deeply, deeply care. No, you do not need to apologize. It's okay. I just feel so close to you that I don't know what I would do if you will take your life. You just can't, please. You cannot do that to me, to anyone else, and most importantly, You cannot do that to yourself. Do you understand? Please, don't ever let the devil get to you. Remember that I'm always here. I will always hear you out and do whatever I can to help you. Okay? Also, can you try avoiding alcohol, drugs, or whatever that you may think that would help you go through those problems? It doesn't really help you. It's a form of distraction that we just focus on, but it will never help us get better. It won't make you feel okay again. Those things will not help you. If anything, they will make you want to do some foolish stuff. Promise me, you will be careful. Okay, that's better. And stop bringing yourself bad so much, alright? I mean, look at Q. You're so cute. Cool to talk to, and you even got some funny jokes sometimes. Look at that smile. That's what I like to see. Come here. Cuddle with me. Oh, and I hope you're not thinking that those words about you being cute and stuff were just some empty words. I meant everything I just said about you, okay? I just love cuddling with you. You really feel nice and warm. I honestly don't know what would happen to me if you disappeared from my life. I know for a fact I wouldn't be able to handle it. I don't even want to think about it. Just the thought of you missing me makes me want to cry. Here I go again, being so dramatic. You know what? How about I sing for you? Just a little. Okay. This is Shawn Mendes' song. You know I love and adore Shawn Mendes. Take a piece of my heart and make it all your own. So when we are apart, you'll never be alone. You'll never be alone. Always remember that. You will never be alone.